during this segment of the program, we have an opportunity to spend a few minutes with somebody that has recently been appointed the chaplain of the Episcopal Diocese of Pennsylvania. He is the Reverend David Anderson. And Reverend Anderson, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Great to join you on the show, Darrell. Thanks.
Well, I want to cover some ground here and take a, I don't know, they say a 50,000-foot view of sort of where we are with faith in this country, but talk a little bit about the your recent appointment as the chaplain for the Episcopal Diocese of Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm actually the chaplain for Episcopal Community Services, which is the, for almost 150 years, Episcopal Community Services has been the Episcopal Church at work in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very proud of that legacy of having a dynamic presence in the city. And well, for almost 30 years, I served congregations in Connecticut and Pennsylvania, helping people to reach out into their communities and serve others. We're led by the biblical command to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so when I was presented with the opportunity to come and work with the team at ECS, I was really excited to join this work. And my role now is really to kind of connect all of the Episcopal congregations in the Diocese of Pennsylvania, which is centered in Philadelphia, about 134 active congregations, and really to anyone who has a heart for this work. You don't need to be an Episcopalian or any denomination or faith group or any faith for that matter, just anybody who wants to be a part of the solution. And my role is to help them find their unique way to serve, because we've got, you know, we've got a big problem in Philadelphia with intergenerational persistent poverty.
Mm-hmm. The Reverend has written a couple of books, and this sort of segues into my my wanting to talk a little bit about where we are with faith in this country. The last book that the Reverend wrote was "Losing Your Faith, Finding Your Soul: The Passage to New Life When Old Beliefs Die." What was that about?
Well, pretty much as the title and subtitle say, most people, if you live more than 40 or 45 years, you come to a point where what we might call your Sunday school faith or your father's and mother's faith kind of collapses on you and leaves you high and dry because life didn't work out the way faith seemed at that point to promise, and yet that is in fact the inflection point where you can really find a deeper and more authentic and real faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so that book is really about how we move through that kind of difficult transition.
What is your take on, again, this 50,000-foot view of where we are with faith in this country and the role that, you know, formal churches are playing in people's lives?
Well, I think those of us who live in the suburbs, and I live in the suburbs, and yet I work in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
I think it's easy for us. I mean, look, for me, my faith boils down to, as I said a minute ago, if I don't reach out to my neighbor, if I don't love my neighbor as myself, then any kind of faith or spirituality, so-called, that I have is really just one more, you know, commodity that I just take to myself, and it really just ends up being one more selfish thing that you can do,
mm-hmm.
if you're not really connecting to somebody else. And we know paradoxically that when we reach out to somebody else, when the center of our loves and our affection and our commitment is outside of ourselves, that's when we're happy. And when we're just totally focused on ourselves, we're not. So my focus is really to help people to see how can you see a bigger community that you're a part of.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's easy to sit in the suburbs and think, well, you know, what's going on in the city doesn't isn't my problem, but mm-hmm. You know, we've got over 400,000 people in Philadelphia living below the poverty rate. That's like $22,000 a year for a family of four. Just imagine living anywhere near that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that impacts all of us, because even if you live in a suburb, thousands of us work in Philadelphia. We go there for universities, seek healthcare solutions there, sports, culture, arts, all the vibrant things in the city that drives the whole cultural health of this region. And if we can reduce poverty, the work we're involved in with ECS, we can increase tax revenues to support all those government services. We can decrease the demand for those services and increase the economic performance of the city and the whole region. So, you know, even if you're skeptical, you know, that's the hard data that says we should care about our neighbors,
mm-hmm.
who are just a few miles away. And I'm interested in finding people who want to be part of that work with us and who want to make a difference, because we can.
And of course,
to me, that's the essence of faith. You know?
And of course, there are, you know, churches in the burbs, a lot of churches in the burbs that do a lot of good work in their communities. Is that where potential growth is in the future, connecting, you know, going to church on a Sunday morning and actually doing work in the community, connecting with people?
You're so right, because every community has its own issues, its own suffering, its own need,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be present to those people right in our neighborhood. You know, I think the most important thing you can do is just get educated about understanding the myths of poverty, that it's not a choice people make, that it's a trap that millions of people are born into. In fact, you know, rural poverty is far greater by numbers than urban poverty. So wherever you live, there are people who are suffering. And once you understand how this really works and the intergenerational nature of this, Then you're prepared to volunteer wherever you are. You can advocate. You can speak up for common sense reforms that lift people out of poverty and keep them out. If you're on a business or you have the capacity to offer jobs to people, you can provide jobs to people who are really eager to get a job, keep a job, and change the life of their whole family. There's lots you can do, and you don't need to come to Philadelphia to do it necessarily, because
mm-hmm.
we're all in this one big, actually not so big, community.
Yeah, truly. We're talking with the Reverend David Anderson. Just as a takeaway, and he obviously with the Episcopal Church, but as you view the crisis, really a lot of people believe it's a crisis within the Catholic Church, and you've got Catholics whose faith are being challenged through all of this as this plays itself out.
Has
that been a real blow to faith in this country, do you think?
It would be hard to underestimate the effect that has on not just in the Catholic Church, but people of faith everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just one more indicator for many of us that just says the direction of the institutional church has been so self-focused and so focused on kind of enforcing rules of belief rather than the kind of thing I've been talking about the last
mm-hmm.
few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How do we create beloved communities? How do we love our neighbors? How do we take care of our families? How do we really create the kind of world we want to live in, and we want our children and grandchildren to live in? And, you know, the good news is there's a lot of energy. There's something called the emerging church, which are, you know, groups inside of existing denominations and faith groups that are really making dramatic steps to focus their faith and their faith communities around these kinds of basic human issues that really matter, that really move people, and away from a lot of the kind of, you know, belief enforcement, as
mm-hmm.
I would call
mm-hmm.
it,
mm-hmm.
that characterizes so much of religion, that I think people just have so little time for. And then when they see these kind of scandals, they're just doubly reinforced in their rejection of that. And I think rightly so.
Well, we have to leave it there for reasons of time. But I so appreciate your spending some time with us this morning and chatting a little bit about some of these big issues. And good luck with your work for Episcopal Community Services. Do you have an online? I'm sure there's a website there.
We do. Just ecsphilly.org. ecsphilly.org. Visit us.
All right. Real good. Thank you much.
Thanks, Darrell.